Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Into the Squared Circle Podcast. Welcome, and welcome to episode number 11. If you're listening on the podcast, and if you're watching on YouTube, Into the Squared Circle, hit the subscribe on both platforms. By the way, the podcast is available on all major podcasting platform, trying to get it out of my system. And if you're listening on the podcast, follow me on YouTube. And both of you guys right here, listen up. We got five social media platforms on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Instagram. Hit the like, hit the subscribe. Into the Squared Circle Podcast. If you can't find that, it should be under Into the Squared Circle Pod. I'm your host, G-Beast, right? Recording for the beautiful chilly, not beautiful, chilly Midwest in the Chicagoland area. What are we going to talk about in this episode? Well, we're going to talk about WWE Royal Rumble 2023. I will give you guys my predictions of who will win. And we'll kind of go from there. What matches are going down live? Where is it happening at? Well, if you're watching from home, it's going to be on the Peacock streaming network. I'm not sure if the sale's still going on. Was it $2.99 during the new year? If not, it's probably $9.99. So, three nines. It's $9.99. If it's not that, I'd be lying. It's probably $2.99. Wherever the deal is, Peacock, you get more than WWE. You get streaming live TV as well, like NBC. So there's that. If you want to see it live, in person, it'll be live at the Alamo Dome. Yes, the Alamo Dome in San Antonio, Texas. Can't speak right. San Antonio, Texas, this Saturday. So January 28th, 2023, there are five matches going down. One of them's going to be the men's Royal Rumble. The second one's going to be the women's Royal Rumble. Third one's going to be the Bray Wyatt versus LA Knight in the Mountain Dew pitch black match. I don't know how they're going to do this. They're going to fight in the dark. I don't know. Match number four, the Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens for the undisputed WWE champion. And then you have the women's Raw women's champion, of course. A singles match between Bianca Belair and Alexa Bliss. So, without further ado, where should I start? We start with the Royal Rumble? Should we start with the main event of Roman and KO? Or what's going to be the main event? Maybe they'll kick it off with Roman and Kevin. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. You know what? Let's talk about the Royal Rumble. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about who's currently in the Rumble. At the time I'm recording this, is the day before SmackDown, so they could announce more participants, or maybe this is it. This is who is in the Royal Rumble so far for the men's. All right, let's talk about it. Kofi Kingston, Santos Escobar, Ricochet, Austin Theory, Seth freaking Rollins, Bobby Lashley, Baron Corbin, Rey Mysterio, Gunther, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, Omos, Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, Braun Strowman, Karrion Kross, and Dominic Mysterio. All right, there's your 16 out of 30 participants right there. What's that? Trying to count the math here. So there's probably another 14 men out there that still hasn't been announced yet as the time as I'm recording this. So like I said, SmackDown is tomorrow as the time I'm recording this. So they could probably announce maybe another five more gentlemen. Who knows? And maybe the other 14 will be surprises. We'll have to wait and see on that. But in the meantime, who's going to win the Royal Rumble? My pick's going to be Cody Rhodes. It has to be Cody Rhodes. Why would you build a package on Cody rehab and working out and showing the surgery and building up this massive package? And, you know, next thing you know, he's part of the Royal Rumble. Like, just make it a surprise for the people. But that's my personal opinion. Again, if you're going to do all this work on Cody, give him the win. Give him the win at the Royal Rumble. Now, what surprises? What wrestlers could show up? I don't know. Had a guess. Brian Myers and Matt Cardona.
Woo, 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 woo.
You know, Zack Ryder. Could he come back? We don't know. Maybe. Who else? Tyrus. Maybe he'll come back. I try to see who else that's not currently under contract in AEW, of course, in Impact Wrestling. That's a very small list of who could be the surprises. possibly former superstars, like not former superstars, more like legends. Maybe we'll get legends joined, and we might, maybe Kane will show up. We don't know. We might get some legends. Obviously, Santino Marella is in Impact Wrestling, so that's out of the equation here. Maybe Hornswoggle. Maybe they can bring him back. We have to wait and see, but surprises. I hear nothing rumbling right now about surprises. But that's the whole point. We'll see who will show up. It'll be exciting. It's gonna be fun. But my picks can be Cody Rhodes. And again, let me know what you guys think, listeners and viewers. If you're watching on YouTube, hit commenting in the comment section. Let me know what you think. If you're listening on the podcast, Into the Squared Circle, as I mentioned, on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Instagram. Let me know what you think. Let's move on to the women's Royal Rumble. Oh my God, only 7 out of 30 has only been announced. All right, so yeah, I mean, remember they had the issue last year, 2022, the Royal Rumble for the women's. They had like majority of them were all legends, like Lita and Michelle. Was it Michelle McCool was in it? Trish Stratus, Glamazon, Beth Phoenix. 7 out of 30. Well. Let's talk about the 7 women that are currently participating in the Women's Royal Rumble of the 2023. Liv Morgan, Candice LeRae, Rhea Ripley, Raquel Rodriguez, Shayna Baszler, and Zelina Vega and Emma. That's it. 7. So like I said, SmackDown's tomorrow. We'll see if they'll announce a whopping, can't do the math, I don't know, whopping 20-something women. Who knows? Maybe they'll pull out more. Former divas, the Bella Twins, or maybe they'll have the Forbidden Door and call up Mickey James from Impact Wrestling. We'll have to wait and see. But if I had a pick, who's going to win? I don't know. My best bet is going to be Raquel Rodriguez or Liv Morgan. Yes, Liv Morgan was a former women's champion. Well, it all depends on how the women's championship match will be on the pay-per-view, which we'll get shortly. But I got to see Raquel or Liv Morgan, but I guess I'm going to lead more to Liv Morgan. So that'll be my pick and the women's, my prediction, the women's 2023 Battle Royal, Liv Morgan. Maybe I'm wrong. Again, viewers and listeners, let me know what you think. All right, let's get into the rest of the Royal Rumble matches. This is going to be an interesting one. Bray Wyatt versus LA Knight in a Mountain Dew pitch black match. Will there be Mountain Dew involved? We don't know. I mean, Bray Wyatt might smack LA Knight with a Mountain Dew bottle. Who knows? Maybe they'll wrestle in the dark. Maybe they'll do like the Hell in a Cell a couple years ago where everything's all red. We don't know. We don't know what this match is going to be, what the outcome's going to be. Will Uncle Howdy or Boy Howdy will come out and, interrupt this match? Maybe. We'll have to wait and see how this match goes. If I had to pick one of the men to win this match, I guess I'm going to go for Bray Wyatt. I don't have a definite answer why I want to pick him. Again, I don't know how this match is going to be or what the outcome is going to be. I'm just going to shoot and close my eyes and close my eyes and pick a random name out of the hat. And I'm going to pick Bray Wyatt. Again, you, the listeners and viewers, let me know what you think about the Mountain Dew pitch black match. Drink a lot of Mountain Dew. What was that Talladega Nights movie with Ricky Bobby? All jacked up like spider monkeys. I don't know. All right, let's move on. I'll shut up. Next match, Bianca Belair versus Alexa Bliss for the WWE Raw Women's Champion. Will Bianca will walk out with the champion or retain, or could Little Miss Alexa Bliss win the title? I'm going to pick Bianca Belair. She's going to retain because she's nothing against Alexa. She is great. She's a beautiful lady. She's very talented, of course. Married to one of the great musicians. Who's she married to? Ryan Cabrera? I don't know. All I know, my prediction, Bianca Belair, she's phenomenal. She is very athletic. She's always impressive in the ring. So that's going to be my reasoning behind it. And I want to pick Bianca Belair to walk out and retain the title. We face Liv Morgan at WrestleMania. We'll have to wait and see. We'll see if my predictions are right or wrong. All right, last match. It's going to be a big-time main event feel match. The head tribal chief, Roman Reigns, Garza versus Kevin Owens. And Sami Zayn will be there for the final tuss. If he's going to be a little weasel, will he turn his back on Roman Reigns and co-align with his best friend KO, Kevin Owens, who's been pals for years? Or could he betray his friend show with KO and could be inducted part of the bloodline with Roman Reigns? And this is for the undisputed WWE Champions. Could KO walk out as double champion, or could Roman retain, maybe face Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania? Maybe. Obviously, WrestleMania is two nights. Maybe we could get a Roman versus Rock. Rock? I mean, from my understanding on the dirt sheets, his schedule's a little busy. Maybe he could be available for night number one. Hell, maybe The Rock could come out the Royal Rumble. Surprise everybody. Who knows? Who knows? I just little fantasies going through my brain. It's like trying to win the lottery. Hoping your tickets will win, but you know your ticket, you might just rip it up or use it as a start your burning can or start the grill with it. Who wants to start a grill in January? At least you're making your lottery ticket, into something, right? But all right, I'm gonna shut myself blabbering here. But if I had to pick a gentleman that's gonna win this main event match, I'm gonna pick Roman. Roman, as much as I dislike him,
because he's a tribal chief. He's
gonna win. I think he's gonna win. You're gonna need a main event star for WrestleMania. Nothing against Kevin Owens. He is a well-known big time wrestler in WWE. It's two pro wrestling fans. Maybe an outsider that doesn't watch wrestling may know Roman Reigns. Hey, we seen him in that Rock movie where he was the extra, and I can't remember what movie it was with The Rock. Was in, but obviously Roman played a role in that movie, and he's eventually going to be a future movie star along with Cena, Batista, and The Rock, and Stone Cold. They've been movie superstars in the past, and Roman is definitely going to be one of those guys going to fall in that line in Hollywood. So Roman could potentially win this match. Could he drop the title at Royal Rumble? Probably not. Too soon. You're going to do it? Do it at the biggest stage of all. Cody Rhodes. That's where the Cody Rhodes come in right here for me. Cody needs to win the Royal Rumble. Why would they build this up each and every week and then not win the Royal Rumble? And then just, or better, win the Royal Rumble, but go to WrestleMania and not win it? Again, it doesn't make sense, but it's the WWE. You know how things are when it comes to creative and how they book things. Again, I'm going to pick Roman. As for this Saturday, we'll see if everything in the layout map in my mind leading up to WrestleMania could be true. Or maybe all this could be wrong and I'm just silly and goofy and I'm just full of it. I could be that too. But everybody has their own opinions, and that's why we're just going to talk about it right here on the podcast and on YouTube for watching the video. And hopefully we'll see if all this is right. We'll see if my predictions are right. And then the past few pay-per-views between AEW and WWE, I've been spot on so far when it comes to predictions. Again, if you're a pro wrestling fan like myself, they've been watching this for a long, long time, you kind of get the formula, you kind of get the gist. Maybe I'll get swerved this time. We'll have to wait and see. But there you have it, folks. WWE Royal Rumble 2023. As I mentioned, follow me on my social media platforms on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Instagram. Hit the like, hit the subscribe if you're a new listener on the podcast, or hit the subscribe button and the like button on YouTube. Highly appreciate it. As always, leave a comment and your prediction. All eyes are on you. Your vote, your choice. Sounds like a political voting ad here. Yeah, it is your choice, okay? You guys have your own opinion. Just let me know what you think. Maybe your prediction is equivalent to mine, or maybe yours is a slight little different than mine. Maybe you tweak yours a little bit. But it's going to be a good time, a good Saturday night for pro wrestling, as always, and I'm looking forward to it as well. And stay tuned right here, because I'll be talking about the aftermath. So, yes, stick around. Hopefully by Sunday or Monday, I'll give you guys the rundown of my thoughts on the whole show. So, another and less, that's it. All right, my friends, I'll talk to you guys later on.
Hey, if you're a fan of Inside the Squared Circle podcast, feel free to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode each and every week. And yes, the Inside the Squared Circle podcast has 5 social media platforms. That's right. You can find them on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, and Instagram. Follow us at Inside the Squared Circle Podcast. Inside the Squared Circle Podcast is part of GSJ Multimedia Production, also part of the GSJ Multimedia Production Network. And if you're a fan of rock, hard rock, and heavy metal, check out a Listen and Headbanging Podcast with GBs, also part of the GSJ Multimedia Production Network.